So, Ryan, you know what I notice sometimes around this time of year? And
What's
I'm
that?
talking about myself. I'm talking about myself mostly.
What do you notice?
I notice that I just want to take my foot off the gas in my business. I just want to take some time off in December. And then I saw you post the other day a wonderful reminder about how this is the time of year where we should actually be putting the pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's a great reminder and something that we should talk about on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, and the spirit of the post, which was not one of my public posts, that post was actually in one of the private groups, the Sanctuary group. The spirit of the post was not that, hey, you have to keep working real hard through the holidays, because that's not the message. The message is, if you're going to take time off at the holidays, let it be because you're choosing and doing so with conscious intent to take a break so you have more time at home or whatever. And the warning is to entrepreneurs and especially coaches is that it's a myth that you might as well take, step back from business around the holidays because, in quotes here, nobody is buying around the holidays, right? And what I put in the post is like, oh, nobody buys around the holidays because they need to spend all their money on Christmas. And then nobody buys in January because they spent all their money on Christmas. And this is a myth, and people fall for it. And then those who, don't pay attention to the silliness go and capitalize and thrive, right? So again, if you want to take a break during the holidays, by all means, but don't feel you must just because somebody says, oh, you're not going to make any sales in December or in January or in March because it's March break, or in July or August because it's summer, or in September because the kids just went back to school. Like there's like
Yeah, there's all
no
kinds of
months.
reasons.
There's no months left after all these, excuses, right?
There's many reasons why people aren't going to buy, but there are many people who will buy at this time of year. And we have a list
That's
to
right.
discuss why you want to put the pedal to the metal and capitalize on this month that many people just decide that they can't sell.
You're darn right. We have a list.
Yeah, we got a list of five things.
Five things.
Yeah.
Thing number one,
Thing number
owl hot
one.
water bottle. What was that thing? Or was it an
Oh, the
owl?
lobster.
Lobster
It
hot
was like a
water.
lobster cozy for your heating pad.
Yeah, it was a pelican-shaped refrigerator for your eye cream. Something like that. No, that's not the list. That's last week's
No,
list. This week's
that was the
list.
gifts. This
That was.
is the gifts for you. This is the gift that's going to keep on giving if you put the pedal to the metal in December and January.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into the list. And this is like, yeah, this is the list of good reasons to keep marketing and your coaching business during the holidays, and keep your foot on the pedal. All gas, no brakes.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get in there. Number one is increased stress and need for support. This is good because I mean, I don't know about you, but I find the holidays very stressful because there's lots of expectations. There's lots of people who want to like hang out with you and see you. There's like gifts to purchase and like the perfect gift to purchase for that person and this person, right? So when we're dealing with like all of this stress, I mean, who wouldn't want a hypnosis recording to calm their neurology during the holidays? That's something that you could sell, right?
Yeah. So depending on what kind of coach you are, there could be an increase in demand for your
There could
coaching
be.
or your services or your hypnosis if you're a hypnotist or whatever. And maybe if you're a business
Breath
coach,
work.
there's an increase too because of these myths about how you can't be successful around the holidays, right? So
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think being, I mean, this is coming in. Maybe I won't say it. Is that a thing? I thought being visible was something, but you know, if you're being visible and showing people, for example, on social media, how you can help them cope with the holidays, reduce stress, feel really good, helping them with like interpersonal communication. Like everybody has to like see extended family over the holidays. Like this is a time to capitalize on, like if that's the type of coach you are, this is the time to capitalize on all of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because people are going to be looking for it, and they may not be like looking for it, but if you're visible with it, then they will find you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I think, yeah, that's probably one of the more, we got a good list here. I think that's one of the more obvious ones, right? Like,
yeah,
that one shouldn't be a surprise. Not everybody, but a lot of people increase stress, increase pressure around the holidays, you know, and you want to be there to support them if that's your job.
Yeah. Right?
Boom. Okay.
Okay. What's number two?
Number two is, remember, the holiday season means New Year's resolutions are coming, right? Yeah. There's a lot of people give others slack for New Year's resolutions, which I'm going to go ahead and say, don't do that. If people are making an effort to work out more in the new year or whatever they want to do in the new year, quit smoking, whatever, you know, there's no need to talk about, you know, what your opinion is about New Year's resolutions. Support them. I'm talking to people in general right now. Support these people. Support your friends and family.
Yeah.
And if you're a professional supporter, know that around this time of year, people are thinking about their goals for the new year. You know, people want to achieve a new level of fitness. People want to leave old habits behind. And if you're a coach that normally helps people with those sort of things, now's a great time to remind people that you help people with those sort of things, because the timing might be perfectly in alignment with them making a decision to take action.
Yeah, totally. I mean, what more?
If you're a personal trainer, right?
Yeah. If you're a personal trainer, if you help people quit smoking, if you help people quit any bad habit, like sugar, alcohol, smoking, what else is there?
I don't know what it, you know.
Sweets.
Nail biting.
Yeah, nail biting, all kinds of things.
Road rage. I don't know.
Yeah, road rage. Or maybe you just want to turn a leaf in the new year and help people with like their financial goals or help people with their business goals or whatever it might be. But people are ripe and ready. And I think we were talking about this before we got on recording, but like hold them accountable, because that's what people need. They don't need the information. I mean, we have so much information at our fingertips. People need to be held accountable and need to be supported. And feel like they're not alone in that endeavor of like resolving something that they're having trouble with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So number three is, well, it's also like a seasonal marketing opportunity. People are buying gifts. So why not give the gift of coaching, right? Like there's, I think giving coaching to a friend would be an awesome gift if that's something that they really, really want. Or if you know that they're struggling financially to like afford a coach, right? Maybe you could like offer some money towards this program that they really want or something like that. I really want this face yoga workout.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to pay for it, but I would love to get that as a gift.
Yeah. Face yoga. Yeah. So there's two sides to this one. There's the gift giving side. And I'll tell you, please don't give me coaching as a gift. Anybody, I'll tell, you know, maybe some of your friends, it's appropriate. And you got to know, though, because like, I don't just want some random coach. Like, I'm very selective with who I want to be coached by and hypnotherapized by and all that stuff. But that's me, right? But there are many times when it would be appropriate to give that as a gift. So make sure the person you're giving it to actually wants it and will use it is the big tip. But the other side of this is, you know, seasonal marketing opportunities, right? Like this is the one time of the year that you can have a Christmas sale or a holiday sale or a whatever sale, right? Or you can have Santa Claus related content coming out. There's the, you know, the season just presents all these new opportunities for metaphors to share and different styles of marketing and, you know, different people gathering in different ways that, you know, could facilitate the sharing of information in a different way.
Well, just like we did the gift guide last week, right?
Exactly. That
was a seasonal marketing opportunity mm-hmm. that we capitalized on.
Yeah.
I mean, not really capitalized, but I mean, we used it as like content.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, a lot of people do this. A lot of organizations do this with great success, right? Think about the Salvation Army. I think it's the Salvation Army where they have the people standing street corners with the bells and people give money, right?
Yeah.
Why do they do that only at this time of the year? Well, because it's a special time of the year, right?
Yeah.
It's a in the giving opportunity. Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you could do anything. You could actually raise money too to, you know, give to some sort of organization, run a workshop, and the proceeds go to
save the whales,
Salvation Army, or whatever.
Salvation Army. Okay.
Okay. Number four. What's number four?
So number four is staying top of mind. This is really good. This is a really important one. As if you're an online marketer, particularly, and you're playing the social media game, disappearing for any amount of time usually does not work in your favor.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, you know how like some coaches will not post on social media for 3-4 weeks at a time, just disappear. That halts your momentum and, you know, it allows you to fall out of top of mind for people who have been following you. People who are becoming more and more interested in you. Maybe they were building up to booking a call with you or showing interest. And then all of a sudden you disappear. You go back to zero in a lot of people's minds when you do that. So just because it's the holiday, you know, maybe some people aren't going to invest during the holidays, but if you stay top of mind by not disappearing, maybe they're going to invest on January 1st with you. And maybe they're significantly less likely to do that if you disappear for the entire month of December. Right. So something to think about.
Yeah. And there's a lot of idle time too during the holidays because people are off work. You know, if you're working a corporate job, you know, oftentimes they take that week off between Christmas and New Year's too. So like people are just hanging out, they're bored, they're on their phones. And if you just disappear, then that other coach who is visible during that time is going to get their attention. So, you know, you don't have to be going crazy posting all kinds of content, but stay in touch with your community, I think is the message here.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And that actually is also point number five on the list, is that there's lots of...
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that.
There is there's downtime for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people around the holidays have 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off. Maybe now's the time that they do have time to consume your content and learn about you. And again, maybe they may or may not reach out to book a call with you, but maybe now's the time they're going to be in the learning phase and the research phase. And, you know, again, you want to be there and be visible so that when they make that decision, maybe the decision's going to be to work with you. Right?
Totally. Well, the first time I invested in like a high ticket coach, I guess, if you want to call it that, was just before the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was perfect. I remember having a discovery call with my Christmas tree in the background and she was like, "Oh, look at how nice your house is." And, you know, and then we started working together, like right after that. So
yeah,
I was in the market.
Like it was yesterday. Yeah. So there you go. There's five reasons to keep your foot on the gas. Don't let the dream die. That's not a very good expression, but don't let the dream die. If you're in business, be in business. Unless you are with intent and conscious awareness, choosing to take time off, then sure. Right.
Yeah.
Do what you want, but don't think, you know, oh, it's the holidays. Oh, it's January. It's the dead season or whatever. If you believe that, it becomes true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just keep showing up like it's December.
I just keep showing up.
December, January, February, March. They're all the same to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. When you love what you do, it's easy to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you go through a lean phase, you know, You love what you do. You keep showing up.
Yeah, what you do. I just want to help people. And yeah. I imagine most of our listeners do too.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
We got the list. I think we got the point across.
I think we did. Yeah. So keep your foot on the gas, pitch your offers, have discovery calls if that's what you do.
Yeah. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Yeah. And if you have a face yoga workout that you want to just gift me for free, I'll take it happily.
Yeah. Elena Banks in the market for face yoga, routine, training, experience, whatever. So
yeah, I'm really into it right now.
Yeah. There you go. Cool. Anything else? What do you got going on these days?
My breakthrough sessions. So these are I'm still trying to come up with a way to explain these things in a way that makes sense to people, because I know when I say breakthrough, they're like, what the heck is that? But basically, if there's anything in your life that feels stuck, or if you keep noticing that you're experiencing the same thing year over year, then this is the type of session that you need, because this is going to get you unstuck. This is going to get you moving yourself to your goals, what you want. And I'm selling them for $650 until the end of the year, which is like a really big steal, because this is life-changing work.
Yeah. So yeah, that is a huge steal. Yeah. An NLP breakthrough with a master practitioner. You could easily pay $5,000.
Yeah.
For that. You know, I don't do breakthroughs anymore. I used to offer those when I started out in coaching. And yeah, that's kind of the going rate, $5,000 plus USD to reveal some pricing information. Anyways,
yeah.
But it is a powerful process. You know, I went through a couple of my own when I was in training to be a practitioner, a master practitioner and trainer. And it really is life-changing. It's hard to explain what it's like until you go through it. But it is, you know, one breakthrough with an NLP master prac is it's getting to the next level in life for a lot of people. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's really great. And the reason I'm offering it at this rate too is not because I'm downselling myself or because I don't think that I'm good enough. I'm really doing it because, number one, I have hours to fulfill.
Yeah.
So I want to fulfill those hours before the end of this year, which is why I'm reducing the cost. And I want to help people, especially right now at this time of year, because I know a lot of people are going through all kinds of stuff. And so I want it to be reachable. But in the new year, my price will be going up to $1,500.
Yeah. Yeah.
So get in now, or at least book it now at $650. We don't have to get started until January if you don't want to, but I highly recommend we just get it done in December. Don't take your foot off the gas.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And then, if you want help with social media, join my Simple Social Sanctuary. Just recently hit 200 active members.
Amazing. Congrats.
In the sanctuary. The majority of them are hypnotherapists, and there's some coaches in there and some NLP practitioners. But it's a good time. We're having fun. People are having a great time growing their business on social media. So yeah, that's what I got. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, happy. That's it.
I mean, we'll have another episode or two before Christmas, but
oh yeah, definitely.
Happy everything. Happy people. Everything. Be kind to animals, everyone. Or else I'll find you. No, that was not a threat. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Bye, everyone.